Remarks of the President, Bellefontaine, Ohio, 9 October 1952.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that salute very much. Thank you very, very much.
I'm glad to be here. I guess there's no secret about why I'm on this train trip. I'm out campaigning for the Democratic victory this fall. This is a very important election, my friend, and I hope you vote the Democratic ticket for your own safety and for the welfare of the country. We've got some fine Democratic candidates here in Ohio. For Senator, Mike DeSalle. And for Governor, Frank Lauschy. I'm very well acquainted with both and like them both very much. As for our presidential candidate, he's the best man for the job in this whole country. Adlai Stevenson will make an excellent president. He's a man you can trust to look after your interests. Now, I don't think it would be quite right for me to come in the state of Ohio again without saying something nice about Bob Taft. You know, he and I were both at the big fair at Shenandoah, Iowa yesterday. I don't think he liked my speech out there very much. In fact, I don't think the Republicans like any of my speeches very much, especially when I go into the Republican record. I guess I disagree with Senator Taft on almost everything, but I have a good deal of respect for him just the same. He's a man who sticks by the things he believes in, and he fights for them, too. He's against the Democratic foreign policy, and he's against our labor policy and our welfare policy, and I think he's rather proud of being in that corner. He's against our foreign policy and makes no bones about it. He's stamped his views on the record of the Republicans in Congress. That's why he's called Mr. Republican. He's made that record, and he's not ashamed of it, and I wouldn't be either if I was in his shoes, but I'm sure glad I'm not. I only wish that the man who beat Bob Taft out for the Republican nomination last July would stick by his principles just the way Bob does. The general went to the convention in Chicago shouting that Taft and his supporters were a bunch of thieves and rustlers. The general was going to clean up that mess in the Republican Party. He made a big fight for honesty and he won the nomination. And that's the last we've heard of honesty in the Republican Party from the general. Now the general's gone back on the man who fought Taft for him, and Taft's taken over the campaign. It's got to the point that the only way you can be sure of where the general stands is to read Taft's statements saying what the candidate has agreed with him to do. That's how I found out the general had swallowed Bob Taft's foreign policy, which he denounced before Chicago. That's how I found out he'd swallowed Bob Taft's line on domestic policy, farm, labor, and all the rest. I don't think that's very nice of the Republicans to run on Bob Taft's program and leave him off the ticket. Why didn't they nominate him in the first place? Why bother with all this big brass window dressing? You know, I just can't get it. But there's one thing I do get. The general has gone right down the line and repudiated almost everything he was supposed to stand for and believe in when he was calling Taft a rustler back there in July. For a while, I thought he did that because he was a professional army man and just didn't know any better. Now I've begun to fear that he's doing it simply because he thinks it's a good way to get votes. There was a time when I thought he'd make a good president. That was my mistake, and I found it out the hard way. But don't you make the same mistake, or you'll be stuck with that mistake for four more years. You want to keep this country safe? You've got to have a president you can trust. Think of your own interests. You're the government. The people in this country are the power in the government. And they exercise that power when they go to the polls. And when a man neglects his duty as a citizen and doesn't go vote his sentiments and he gets bad government, he has nobody in the world to blame but himself and he gets just what he votes for or doesn't vote for. Go to the polls now. Do your duty. Study the record. Look at the principles on each side of the fence. Make up your own mind on which party has done the most for the people and will continue to do the most for the people. And if you do that, you can't help but vote a straight Democratic ticket on November the 4th, and the country will be safe for another 4 years. Thank you very much.